housing issue is, I suppose, not just an urban issue in urban areas, it's also in rural Ireland, it's across the entire country. Cost of rent has soared, and many people can't afford rent, and indeed, even if they could afford it, they can't find anywhere to rent, and it's become a huge problem for very many people. In many rural towns across Leitrim, Sligo, South Donegal, there are people who can't find anywhere to go and end up on the homeless list and are being put in hotels and B&Bs by the local authorities because they have nowhere to live. And some are staying with friends. That sort of thing is happening, and we see more and more of it coming into our office all the time. The housing crisis also, of course, is also for people who want to try and buy a house, who want to buy a home, or who want to build a home. And very many people, the restrictions we have and planning permission is causing serious problems as well. And we're just simply not getting to grips with this. And government has totally failed in providing housing and providing options for people to find housing across this constituency and indeed across the entire country. It's causing problems when it comes to our teachers in our schools, staff in our hospitals, you know, workers that we want to get to come into the community and to work in the community, whether it's in home health or whatever else, they can't find anywhere to live. And that is really means that our housing crisis is the father of a whole lot of other problems.
We see people that have secured qualifications in a number of fields and even secured trades. That's very important to note as well. Should we be worried that a lot of these people feel that they're being priced out and that they can't secure a home of their own?
Yes, indeed. Many of our young people who are educated very well, who have good qualifications and who have options for to get employment, sometimes that employment even in this region, you know, aren't staying here, aren't choosing to stay here. They're choosing to go abroad. Now, some people choose to travel for experience and all of that, and that's fine. But so many who do would like to come back, but they don't see the option of being able to return to Ireland or stay in Ireland because they don't see the possibility of having a home here, of being able to buy a home in their own community or build a house in their own area to send their children to the school that they went to so that they can play for the football club they played for. And that sense of rootedness is something that all Irish people have and that they want to try and do. But unfortunately, the housing crisis has blocked people from being able to progress in their lives, and therefore what many are choosing to do is go to other countries where there are better options.